Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Colleen. Today is December 9th. You have exactly, people, this one, you know, for the Christmas countdown. And get all you topping them, people. You have 2 weeks and 2 days to get everything done. So about 16 days. So remember, if you're going to mail anything out, do it soon because post office is going to go crazy. Okay, so tonight on the agenda, we have a great guest. I'm really excited. I've been excited to talk to this wonderful, sweet, really sweet lady. Just before we go for that interview, breaking news, if anyone hasn't heard, Joseph Mascola, who played Stefano DiMera, passed away yesterday or Wednesday. So Daytime After Dark will do a tribute to him after the holidays. So, you know, we will have a Stefano DiMera Sanzo Masuka night. So, but first, people, we are to, we have a really good guest. You've seen her on Sunset Beach, Guiding Light. She's been on a lot of things, you guys. She was on Sunset Beach, Monk, I love Monk, 6 feet Under, Aerial SSS, and she also appeared in the sex comedy Promoted. So let's welcome Jean Kill, you guys. Hi.
Hello. Hey,
hi,
Colleen.
How are you
doing? I'm good.
Good.
You know,
I hope it was okay. I just felt like I had to make that announcement about Joe.
I know.
My husband
knew Joe very well. They were in a theater company together here in Los Angeles.
Okay, now I don't feel bad. I mean,
I'm
shocked. I am completely shocked, Jean. I mean, Stefano DiMera, you know, you think he will last a lifetime, and please tell your husband my condolences, because we never saw this coming in the soap board. None of us. Yeah, he left the show because he was sick. We didn't think. I thought, oh, yeah, they kill him, but he will be back in a year, don't worry. But, yeah, today, I mean, reading it just made me cry. And so, yeah, so did you meet him ever?
I never did, but my husband knew him quite well. They were in a company called A Company of Angels. It was a theater company. They would do plays here in Los Angeles. It was a very good theater company because my husband is an actor as well. And,
yes.
So he knew Joe pretty well. He really liked him, and he thought he had a great sense of humor, and he was a really fine actor and a really nice person. So, and then I've become a Days of Our Lives fan myself.
So
I actually watched him get killed by Hope last year.
Okay. Seeing Hope did not kill him. If you're still watching
him.
Well,
she shot him.
Well, she shot him, but we just found out yesterday that he was dying of colon cancer. So that's why he let Hope shoot him. You know, he's like, okay, I know my time's up, bam. And my poor Hope should not be in jail, and I have been.
No, she doesn't deserve to be in jail. She needs to be with her daughter.
Oh my God, it's so cool you watched it. That is so.
I know,
cool,
right?
Because,
I never used to. But now I like it. Because I know, you know, some of the actors, of course, from the daytime community, and you know, Cassie Wesley was on that show, and of course Vince Irizarry was on Guiding Light, and so was Cassie.
That's right.
I love them both. They're both terrific people. So you know, it's a small community.
He is, and it's a very loyal community too. And you know, because I'm friends with James Runners, who plays Abe. He's been on here a lot. Him and I have become friends over the last 2 years, and so has A. Martinez and I. So my heart just went out to the boys today. I call them my boys, and I know I do, but when I saw them, I'm like, oh, same, just because Abe and Stefan are all the years of, you know, Abe just wanting to arrest him and never got to because of Lexley, and I'm like, so yeah, that made me cry. When you were on Guiding Light for 7 years, I watched it here and there because you were on the same time in General Hospital, and back then we did not have a TiVo, or I would have recorded both of them. But I know a lot about Guiding Light. And how was it to be murdered on the soap? Because you know, being murdered on a soap, I'd say, sucks sometimes because, you know, they could bring you back or they couldn't, depending how they killed you.
Tell you how they killed me?
Yeah.
Well, they decided that Nadine was going to start having psychic visions, which I don't know where that came from, but, you know, that was the new writer. And so she started getting flashes of things. And they kind of set this up pretty far in advance, I guess. And she saw little things that were going to happen, but she couldn't really figure out why or who or what it was about. She just saw these pictures in her head. And she thought it had to do with Lucy or somebody else that was going to get killed. And then all of a sudden, she figured out, she went to visit Brent Lawrence at his apartment and figured out it was her right before he knocked her over the head with a candlestick. And that was
Nadine.
Oh, my
gosh, that's hoss. People got in like, that was too hoss. But no, that, you know, I mean, you know, because, I mean, over the years, everyone said, bring Nadine back. Everyone wasn't happy with the killing of you. You know, I think if, you know, we had, like, Twitter now, I don't think you would have died. The fans would never have let it happen. And,
well,
you know, it's just,
I think at the time they wanted to bring back some other people. And, you know, oh, what was her name? Lisa Brown, I think, was coming back, and Reva was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe we were all in about the same age range. I don't know. And they didn't, I don't know. I can't figure out how they were going forward. But I think some of the people that were making the decisions were new, were coming back to the show, producers and writers.
Yes.
And, you know, they had to forge their own path. But that's, you know, that's the way the soap world is. I mean, some people do stay on forever, but most people are in and out, you know. You know how it goes. But they did bring
me
back a couple of times. I was an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Nadine was an angel, and she was a vision, and I don't know what else she was. She was a spirit or something.
Well,
she came back for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I always thought you were married and you were great with all the hot guys you married and divorced, like Buzz Cooper and Barry Lewis.
Oh, I love working
with
Justin, yeah. But everybody does. I mean, he's what that we call an actor's actor. He's giving to the other act. He's giving to everybody. You know, he's creative, he's fun, he's always paired. Of course, he wouldn't say that, but he is. You know, he's just terrific to work with. And I enjoyed really working with him. We had fun. And our birthdays were on the same day.
So
month.
If you guys were on, if you were on set that day of your birthday, I mean, it would only have to buy you one cake for two people. Hey, that's not fair. See, yeah, I'm like that. I'm like, buy them their own cake. you have the money to do it, you know, but what did you think when you heard the news that your beloved guiding light got cancer? Were you shocked? Were you surprised? Oh, how did you feel that day you found April 1st? Yep, it was April 1st. But I don't think that was a nice day to tell everyone, because everyone thought, oh, yeah, he had by April 1st. And it wasn't. So how did you feel when you finally got it?
You know, the demographics of the watching audience, you know, people are watching online, and you know, most women are out in the workforce now. When Guiding Light started, it was on the radio. And then, you know, on television when a lot of people were home. So I was surprised that it finally went. But then when you really think about what was going on with just daytime in general, it sort of made sense, you know, how it had changed. There's still soaps today. I mean, obviously, Days of Our Lives, and Young and Restless, Bold and Beautiful. I mean, they're still hanging in there, which is great. But it's difficult. You know, I wish that they had been able to get. I mean, I know all my children tried to get an online version of it. I wish they had done that with Guiding Light, but it was just the decisions that they made at the top. And also, you know, it's the programming decisions aren't all the production company. It's the network. The network makes those decisions.
Well,
so there's a lot that goes into that. Huh?
Yeah, because I've always had a thing with CBS. Don't get me wrong. I love you, YNL. I love you, Bold and Beautiful, before I'm about to say, because my TV husband, in my mind, Christoph St. John is on Young and the Restless, and we are friends.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, but I'm not talking about YNL and B&B, so people don't treat me what I'm about to say. But for CBS, for years, I think it's almost like they give up too fast on a show, because, you know, they pulled Dallas when Dallas should have never been pulled, Touched by Angels and all that, and then when they did Afterwards and Guiding Light, for me it was like almost like a slap in the face, like, okay, so the fans brought you in, the fans love you, and Procter and Gamble in a moment just took you, you know, you guys away. I mean, Guiding Light as the return. So for soap fans, it was for me to have a wake-up call and tell all viewers on the show, you guys, we got to start watching every soap. We cannot make what this happen. And then when all my children, when Life and Live went, then I really lost it. I'm like, no, this should not be happening, people. Regardless if you've been watching ABC, CBS, NBC, for whatever, you need to watch all four to keep the remaining. And so far, I think people have listened to me. But you're right. It's, you know, it's the network decision, but in a way, I just think it's really hard to, like, lose something that's been there for over 50 years, because my great-grandma, my mom used to tell me her grandma would hear afterwards in the Guiding Light by radio, and then people talk during her radio. When her radio was on, no one was ever going to get dinner. No one was ever going to get talked to. It was a very serious thing back then, because it was radio. It's like radio, you couldn't rewind it. And, I mean, and then when it got on TV, you know, they didn't have VCRs yet. So, you know, like now, like if my grandma comes over and drops stuff off, yes, I allow her to talk only because I'm TiVo. You know, I can rewind it. If I didn't have TiVo or VCR, yes, there would be another discussion to be having. But no, will you ever want to go back on a soap? Like, okay, say Days of Our Life called you, or General Hospital, or YNL and B&B. Will you go back and do a soap?
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. Actually, I did a soap. Well, it was sort of a soap. It was like a telenovela format. I did 130 episodes of a show called Ocean Avenue. And Joanna Coons, who was a writer on All My Another World, was the head writer. We shot this down in Miami, and this was about, when was this, 2002, 2003. And I grew up in Miami, so it was fun to go back and work there. I was down there 10 months. Yeah, almost a year. And it was fun, you know, because that's where I grew up. It was fun to go back there. And I lived on South Beach where all the happening stuff is. And we did this telenovela, which was a soap, essentially. But it had a beginning, a middle, and an end. And, you know, so we didn't know. The cast didn't know exactly how it was going to end. But the producers knew and the writer knew, and it was like working on a big long movie, you know what I mean? And it fun, and I enjoyed the people, so yeah, I would do that. It was, and we shot it more like a film style project rather than a soap style project. So I think what I'm saying is I think that maybe the format could evolve. You know, it's his suit. Well, sort of already has. Krista Chappelle developed her series, and I think because of people watching on their electronic devices and all of that, shorter segments. You know, web series. Maybe that is the way to go. They have to find a way to make it a little more lucrative, I think, though, so they can have good production values to make it work. I don't know. Somebody's going to come up with a way to mass distribute it and actually hook in with the advertisers to make it, feasible financially. So,
It
would be fun.
You're right. Things are, online now and everything. And, that's wonderful. But, it's like I got in an argument with one of soap opera magazine when I had him on the show, because I'm like, yes, it's great that they are having computers or whatever. And I go, but about that generation of my grandma's generation, who thinks if you go on the computer, you're going to break it, period, even if you press one key. My grandma honestly thinks it's going to break her computer. So, like, for that generation, it would... I had to teach her a little online stuff because she's like, I'm going to break it. And I'm like, no, you're not. Don't worry. You cannot break a computer.
Well, unless you stomp on it.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was going to tell you this misguided project that I'm working on is for the Internet. And
that about?
Okay. It's really interesting. I think you're going to get into it. It's already been on one season. You can check it out on YouTube. It's the story of a young man. His name is Paul, who all his life, he used to watch Guiding Light. The character would watch Guiding Light with his grandmother, okay, and his mother, I guess. And he wanted to be an actor, and he wanted to be a Guiding Light actor. And this is true. This is a true story now. But by the time he grew up enough to become an actor, Guiding Light was getting canceled. But here it is, his lifelong dream to be on Guiding Light. So he comes to Los Angeles, and this is the story. Actually, it kind of follows his life story. He comes to Los Angeles to act, and he runs into people, and he develops his own series called Misguided. You get it from Guiding Light, Misguided. And it's the story of him as an actor, sort of semi-autobiographical. Obviously, he's playing a character, but underneath it all, it's himself, who wants to be on Guiding Light, but Guiding Light isn't there anymore, so he has to find other ways to get on a soap. And it's what it would be like if he had to go audition, and what it's like coming to the new town and meeting the different kinds of people and getting an agent and, you know, dealing with some of the actresses that are on soaps and all of that. But what's interesting, what I liked about it when he called me, yeah, I got to work with Jackie Zeman on this a couple like a couple months ago.
Oh, I love Bobby.
Yeah,
yes,
and
I mean,
if you go to IMDb,
Jackie, yeah.
And I think she tweeted out a picture on set the day that we were
she
working.
She did. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you go to my IMDb page in photos, you'll see the picture of us, you know, working on this. But it's really, really fun. And he has Crystal Hunt in there. And just, it's really, really interesting, you know. And
he did
this all himself. He's producing it. He wrote it. He edited it. It was a real strong effort. So, and it was fun to work on. But the best part, I think, is that he does it sort of tongue-in-cheek. So it's a comedy, and it's a little, like, I don't want to say over the top, but it's heightened. You know, it's comedy. You know, it's not total drama or even a dramedy. You're supposed to look at it lightly and smile when you see it. It's an interesting concept and fun to watch. So, and I think he just sent me an email. I think it's going to come out. The first season's already up. The second season is going to be out in January, the 25th, and he's going to announce new episodes on that date. And he's doing that on the 25th of January. And get this, you're going to love this, Carly, because that would have been the 80th anniversary of Guiding Light. So is that sweet
80th?
Or what? 80th. That's
80th?
What's that? I don't know.
Holy,
yeah, I guess that's...
No, I mean...
That's including the radio, I think.
Well, yeah. So when you talk to him, will you tell him I would love to interview him? I would love... Because this is the first time I'm actually hearing about this show from you. So I would love...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I would love to talk to him and say... you know, about it. I mean, I would love for him to come on and get more views for him because, you know, wow. I mean, that is such amazing how he did that. Wow. I mean, the whole thing is, for me, is amazing. So, yeah, I think
okay, well,
that
I can,
is...
Let me give you his website, and I'll tell everybody. They can go to the website and check it out. It's www, let me see where it is here, www.cosmopolitan, cosmopaulitan.com. And his name is Paul Gosselin, G-O-S-S, G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N. And he's a sweetheart. He's such a nice young man. So, and it was so fun to work with Jackie. She was a hoot.
Well, yes. I mean, I love Jackie. When you see her next time, tell a colleague, says hi, and give her a big hug. She's been on a couple of times, and she always teases me. She goes, you know, are you aware that you know more about Bobby Spencer than I do? Because I'm like, oh, remember when you did that or this? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, let me tell you what you did. So, yeah, she says, you know, because the fans do remember everything you guys do and not do and
yeah,
and
well, you see, the thing about it is when you're actually, you know, out there working, you're getting new scripts all the time, you're learning new stuff all the time. I mean, some things stand out and are more memorable than others, but to remember every single scene that you ever did, unless you actually go back and look at it, it's hard to... I found old episodes that I had completely forgotten about that I saw fairly recently. I thought, oh, my gosh, I totally forgot about that. So,
well,
yeah, you do
yeah,
forget.
Like,
you do forget.
Yeah. It's like you know, with the like Days of Our Life, they taped 6 months ahead. So whenever I talk to Eddie or James, they go calling. Are you aware I saw that 6 months ago and now we're on to new stuff? How am I supposed to remember that? Like, I can be.
It's true.
Yeah, I can be your memory guide. I can do it. I will do it for you guys because I will take one for the team. So, yes. And,
well, the other part about
you,
that is. Yeah,
I was
gone.
Just going to say, the other part about that is when you're shooting, you're focused on doing the best you can in your scenes, you know, and you may not have the time to look at, because you've got sometimes, the, you know, when you have a heavy storyline, you're working a lot, and they give you a lot of material, and there's a lot to work on. You need a lot of time, you know. You don't have time maybe to watch every show from beginning to end. You get the script, and you go right to your stuff. You don't. Sometimes
exactly.
You don't even have time to read the whole script. And then, so you don't even recognize the episode because you weren't paying attention to, you know, all the other scenes and everything because you didn't have time, you know?
Well,
so.
Yeah, and you were also on, I can't even think today. Oh, you were on my mom, one of my mom's favorite shows, Monk. My mom loved Monk
yeah,
when
oh,
it was
yeah.
on. How was
oh,
that
my
for
gosh.
You?
Yeah. That was so fun. Tony Shalhoub was such an angel. He is so funny, and so you know he was one of the producers.
I didn't know that.
He's actually, yeah. Oh yeah, no, he's a terrific producer too, and real sweet and extremely talented, but a strong businessman, believe me. And you know who else is a strong businessman that I know is William Shatner. He comes across on these commercials as being a little silly. He's not silly at all. He is such a strong actor, right on the mark, right on the money, you know, just really, really totally professional. But Tony was a sweetheart, and I had fun on that. My character was in a mud bath. It was comedy. She was in a mud bath, and a body pops up at her feet when she's covered in green mud. She screams. It was funny.
That sounds really cool, actually.
Well, the funniest part about it was afterward, I had to go and stand in the parking lot, and they hit me with a hose to get all this stuff off me.
Standing there, like a little
bikini thing on, and they come along with a powerful hose, and they're hosing me down because this green goop was everywhere.
Okay, and with the water cold, like with the water freezing, because if it was like dead of winter and you were doing this, and you had to go outside to be hosed off, I would feel really sorry for you.
No, it wasn't the dead of winter, but I do remember. It was cool. I mean, and then I got to take a shower also, but I would have overloaded the shower with all the mud. I mean, if I'd gone
right
into the shower.
Oh, yeah, you would have. I mean, in a way, it would have been funny overloading the shower with mud. It would have not been. Because that's really how my dad looks at me, so I know, you know, about overloading showers and everything. And also, before we bring on people, you were also on Sunset. Sunset Beach. Yeah. How was that?
That was Eddie Cibrian gave me a massage, so it was pretty good. Yeah, that was very good. That was a good experience, I can tell you.
Wow.
But I know it was I was a lucky girl that day. But I've had some good experience. I worked on Argo, you know, the feature film, the movie that won the Oscar.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the best part of that was two terrific parts. Ben Affleck was the director. And what a sweet guy. Oh. What a sweet guy. Oh, and he's got gigantic shoulders. You know, he's almost like a linebacker. His shoulders are so big. I can see why he plays Superman. But or Batman. And
he was
the nicest director, the nicest guy. I had a scene where I had to run into one office. I don't know if you remember the movie or not, but there was a scene where they're finding out about what's going on in Iran. And back at the White House, I was a secretary to Kyle Chandler, and Kyle Chandler, I got to say, is a sweetheart too, one of the nicest men in the business I've ever met. Anyway, I had to run in these heels, and they were period heels. And,
they were
very uncomfortable. And the camera, they did like a dolly shot, which is where the camera was right, like over my shoulder. So I was like bringing the movement into the next room with the camera behind me. So I had to run pretty fast. And so we blocked the shot for camera. And then, you know, they were going to reset the lights and all that. So I went back to my trailer. And about 5 minutes later, I get a knock on the door. And there was a lady standing there from wardrobe with a pair of Uggs, comfortable Uggs. And she said, oh, Ben wanted you to have these. You know, not to keep, but, I mean, to use. And I thought,
I would sew them.
How sweet is that? That, you know, he could see that it was painful to run
in
these heels. You know, and I didn't say a word. I wasn't going to complain. But he did that. I mean, he was just very considerate.
I mean,
I thought that was the sweetest thing, you know.
He makes me fall more and more in love with Ben Affleck. It's so easy to fall in love with those lights. Okay, really quick, because I know we have calls. But really quick, okay. I'm going to ask you like 5 questions, and then I will bring your fans on because I don't want to be dead. And I will be dead, Zine. You know, I know it.
Right now,
you have in your rib? Right now, what did you have in your refrigerator?
What do I have in my refrigerator?
Yes.
I have an apple. I have some pasta that I'm going to eat. I have some meatballs. I have, it's not in my refrigerator. I've got a banana. I've got yogurt. What else? Milk. lemonade. What else?
Oh, you are all stocked up.
Awesome.
Okay, and right now, what primetime shows are you watching? Any primetime shows? Oh, are you been watching any primetime shows right now?
Oh, I just finished watching Westworld. Love that. And my favorite show is Game of Thrones. Love that. Can't wait for it to come back, but now we got to wait till next summer. And those are the two that I pretty much have binge. Oh, I loved Breaking Bad when it was on with Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a while back. Yeah. So those have been my favorites.
Yeah, for me, it's like right now, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Law and Order, SUV, Blue Bloods. Like, if I don't, NCIS, yeah. My love for Chris O'Donnell. Yeah, my love for Chris O'Donnell, yes. My last 2 questions, have you seen any good movies?
Oh, there are so many good movies. I want to go see Arrival with Amy Adams because I hear she's fantastic.
That looks so good, yeah.
And I want to
yep.
see Manchester by the Sea with Casey Affleck because I understand he's terrific in it, and Michelle Williams is in it. So, yeah, I want to see that as well.
Yeah, I want to see Office Christmas Party. This, you know, it came out today, but it's comedy, but it's with Jennifer Aniston. And I have to watch Friends every night, and if I don't, I get crabby. So, you know. Yeah. Okay, we are going to put you on, and I think this is one of you long-time calls. 707, you're on there.
Hi, Carly. Gene Carroll, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are you?
I'm the listener known as Alvin George. It's not my real name, by the way. Did you have any scenes with Marcy Walker on Guiding Light? I know her stint on the show wasn't a particularly happy one.
Oh, I think her character's name was Tangerine.
Tangie Hill.
Yeah, Tangie Hill. But it was, yeah. I don't recall, I mean, maybe a party scene or a wedding scene or something, but I don't recall having a, you know, like a one-on-one scene with her. I liked her, you know. She was a sweet person. I remember, you know, seeing her in the green room and, you know, in the studio and everything. But I don't recall, maybe you remember better than I do. I don't recall having any one-on-one scenes with her.
No, I don't think, no, I, no, she didn't, Alvin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one more question before I go, like, Gene, like, have you caught any episodes of, like Dying Light that were shot during the infamous PPAC years, you know, just, you know, like, handy cams, you know, on location shooting in PPAC, New Jersey and stuff, and they're much maligned and stuff?
I think I saw an episode that, but I liked it. It was with Crystal Chappelle when she was mm-hmm. in the storyline with the girl, the other girl, and it was shot outside. And I thought, well, you know, the lighting was real. The you know it was, I don't know. I liked the scene. Of course, I was probably just admiring her acting. Both of them, they were both great because they were like breaking up or something. But that I think that was about one of the only ones I saw. So it was hard to, I can't tell you from looking at the whole thing. I know Marge Doucet and I were pretty good friends because we used to go to theater in New York together on our off time. And we knew, my husband and I are actors. My husband and I met in an acting class, and her daughter, Deborah, was in the acting class for a while back in the 80s. And so Marge and I were friends. And I remember, after I left, I'd stay in touch with Marge, see how she was doing. And she said, yeah, it was hard because to do those scenes, to go out there to New Jersey, because they had to pick everybody up at the studio and bus them out there. And then if you were let's say you only had like 3 scenes for the day, you had to stay and wait for the bus to take you back unless you had private arrangements. So she said that wasn't fun. So I don't know. Although I grew up in New Jersey and then in Miami, so it would have been sort of fun to go see New Jersey again. But I don't know. As I say, I didn't see too many of those scenes.
Thank you for answering my questions. Like, I'm gonna go. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice talking with you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. So yeah, we are gonna bring on another call. One of my two boys, Bobby is next. Bobby is one of the hosts, and my best friend Maggie, who's also one of the show with me, got the flu, so she's not able to call in, but I would rather feel better than having the flu, because I got the flu last week, and even though we live, 3,000 miles apart, we both get the flu too. A week apart, I still find that funny. But, yeah, let me bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby,
okay.
How's my little Bobby doing?
Hey, I'm just doing fine, considering the... But I'm just sad what happened just now.
I know.
It probably... I mean, I'll probably will get more into it after your guests is... after you're done with the guests later on briefly about that, because I think
and
maybe ironic to what's going on right now in days. I'll tell you more after your guest is off. But I forgot, what's her name again?
Her name is Jean Kill, Bobby.
Hey, Jean, how
are
you
doing?
Say hi. Oh, hi, Bobby.
Hey,
what's
listen,
up?
Jean. I kind of, the website you were talking about earlier, can you spell out the address again? I need it down for Carly because she IM'd me just a minute ago, and I wonder if everybody can get that down in case they
For Misguided
for the
web series. Yeah, it's Cosmo. You know, www.cosmopaulaton Paul, because that's his name, Paul. Cosmo Paul Aten.
COM. Wait a minute.
COSMO Cosmo.
Cosmo COSMO. Oh?
Yeah, Cosmo, COSMO.
Yes.
And then the same word, Paulitan, PAULITAN.
PAUL.
PAUL. Paul.
PAU.
Yeah, Paul.
PION.
No, I'll spell it again. Cosmopolitan, COSMO. PAULITAN.
ITAN.
.com. Right. There you go.
Okay. Got that. But I do want to ask you a question. I have watched Vincent with the magic and chemistry that he and Orion Zucker had had over on Days of Our Lives for many years. It reminds me a little bit, by way of what I saw with him and Fiona Hughes had with over on All My Children back in the day. But with that being said, have you ever worked with Benson when he was on Guy in Light?
Benson?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. What years was he there?
I think he was
there
in the late 80s, because he and Judy Evans was there before Judy went to Days to be Andrea, and then later Bonnie on Days. And
yeah,
of
no,
course,
I didn't work with Judy Evans on Guiding Light either. I came in at the tail end of 88, earlier at 89, and then I left at the end of 95.
Right.
So
that means that Benson was over on All My Children at the time, and Judy was over on Another World at the time.
I guess
so.
Such a small world, though, isn't it? Everybody moves around.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day maybe Carly can get Judy Evans on or Benson on the show. Maybe I can just.
I'm working on that, Bobby.
Yeah. That'd be great. But anyways, that's with pleasure that you have worked with a lot of people, because you worked with Jordy, who was now, even though you never did scene on Guy in Light, you worked with him briefly, and he's over on Days of Live Lives as Dario. You worked with him briefly, and you worked with if I'm not mistaken, you worked with Lindsay McKeon, who became a big, who went from being a star on Saved by the Bell to a Emmy-nominated actress on Guy in Light. And you worked with Crystal Hunt for a while, and she's done pretty good on One Life
to
Live as well.
Isn't she beautiful?
As,
I think she's so beautiful. I really do.
Yeah.
Hey,
Bobby.
I mean, I remember getting letters and everything from her and pictures of her dog and everything else back when she was on Guy in Light and briefly when she was on One Life to Live. But my question was, did you ever get a chance to do one of the standalone episodes that they did for Guy in Light briefly before they moved the shop to New Jersey?
A standalone episode? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Bobby. They are the really special call that is on for Zine. Do you mind if I take the person really quick?
Sure.
Okay, Bobby. Thanks, sweetheart. You are good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take care, Bobby.
Okay. Okay, Zane, this is one of your longtime fans calling in, and they are dying to talk to you. Hi.
Okay.
661 on air.
Is this Gene?
Is this Roy?
No, it's not Roy.
Well, who is this?
This must be Gene. My name is Jay Earl. Jay Earl. Like Jay, like the initial J, and then the word Earl. E-A-R-L-L. There's two L's.
Okay.
You were in one of my favorite movies.
Which
Cougar
one?
Cougar Club.
Oh my God.
Love that movie. You were sensational.
Well, I had a very
it's not funny
role.
It's not funny. I
love
that
comedy
movie. I've got two copies of it, just in case I lose one.
That,
I love that,
that
movie.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
So, who else did you like in that movie?
Well, I really like Kayla Cuoco. She's really good, too.
Well, Faye Dunaway was in that movie. Do you remember her?
No,
the
I don't.
The original Bonnie.
I just remember you and Kayla Cuoco.
Oh,
and Joe
Montaigne. Okay.
I remember him, too, but I didn't care to see him. I really liked you and Kaylee.
Oh, well, she's doing quite well. So
who, Kaylee or
Green Bay Dunaway? What other movies do you like?
Oh, my. Well, I'm just dying to know more about what is this Misguided that you did? What is that?
Well, it's a web series. It's kind of a comedy spoof. And it's a little, you know, it's a web series.
And you play Jeva Jones.
Series? I do.
Well, no, but I want to watch this one because you're in it. You play Jeva Jones?
Yes, and if you look at it, it's sort of a takeoff on Reva. Reva, Jeva.
Really?
Jeva.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeva. Jeva.
Yeah,
oh.
Jeva, Reva, yes.
I can see you playing a Jeva Jones.
No, it's
tell me a little. Tell me a little about that. You say it's a comedy?
It's a comedy.
Uh-huh.
I was explaining to Carly a little while ago, a young man wanted to be a guiding light actor his whole life. He watched the show when he was growing up. But by the time he reached the age where he could actually go out and go for it, the show was canceled.
Oh.
So he decided to create this little web series about what it would have been like to pursue a soap career. Of course,
wow, that is
cheek.
A great idea. That is
Isn't
a great
that
idea.
A fun
I loved
idea?
You on Guiding Light.
Very original, and I have to hand
yeah.
it to him. He's a very nice person and very talented
wow.
writer, and I like his sense of humor. So you know you've got to watch
Paul,
it with
Paul
the...
T. Gosselin. Paul T. Gosselin.
Yes.
Was it Paul Gosselin? Yeah, I have to check it out. You know, I have to say, too, when you were on Guiding Light, I loved you on Guiding Light. To me, you were Nadine the Dream to me. Anybody ever call you Nadine the Dream?
No.
No.
It's a new one, but it's okay.
You were wonderful.
I had
remember
a good
you
time.
Won the award.
I really enjoyed it.
You
really
won,
enjoyed
you
it.
Won
it's
the
a
award
fun
for
role.
That. What was it? Did you win? Was it Best Newcomer? What did you win? I knew you won a you won.
Yeah.
Some sort
yeah.
of. You got. Well, you've had a number of different awards, but I know you won something for Guiding Light, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. And it, I got
was it
an
Best
Emmy
Newcomer?
Nomination.
It was Best Newcomer. Yeah.
Right, right. But I had an Emmy nomination for what was
yes.
it? Supporting actress. But that was the year I left. So,
oh.
Get an award and adios. Or a nomination, I don't know.
That is,
but,
you know, that's I mean, obviously a lot of competition there and certainly the recognition you got was well deserved.
Oh, well, as I said, I really enjoyed it. I love the people probably more than anything. You know,
yeah.
and it's an experience that you don't ever forget, you know, so
yeah,
it was
that's
fun.
True.
It was fun. It was fun living in New York when I did, and
yeah,
I enjoyed it. I love going to the theater in New York. I loved, you know, the shopping in New York, just the life of the city in New York. That was great.
Yes, yes, I agree. I did
Where
a little of
live?
That myself, actually.
Well,
I live
yeah.
in an area called, well, I actually live in an area called Santa Clarita, California.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that? Have you heard of that area?
I have. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Have you? Uh-huh. Yeah. It's north of Los Angeles. It's a nice little town to live in.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I sound kind of creepy.
No.
I know. I have to apologize. No. I do. I know. I do it. I don't mean to. I just.
Well,
I'm kind of getting over a cold
what?
And.
Oh my.
And,
you know, my color, you know, yeah, it's like how I want to be greenly on all my children when Zeke was on there. I wanted to be greenly Smythe only to be married to Zeke on
oh my,
all my
gosh.
Children.
Well,
uh-huh.
who wouldn't want to be greenly Smythe? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but the main reason why I wanted to be Greenlee was because there was a really handsome, sexy, handsome actor who I'm kind of really good friend with at this point, and he's sweet, nice, and he agreed with me about the Seahawks. So, yes, yeah.
I'm sorry. Who are you speaking of?
Oh, his name is Eddie Peck.
I know him. I know who he is.
Oh, you do?
Yes, he's a very nice man.
Oh, yeah, he is, and yeah, he's
I've met him
solo.
On a couple of occasions.
Yeah,
I met him
well,
on a couple occasions.
Well, he is coming on Daytime After Dark again after the holiday the next week or whatever we can schedule it. And so, Dean, do you have any idea who this is?
No.
Who, me?
I mean,
I'm terrible, Gene. I'm a terrible person, Gene. This is me, Jay Eddie. I'm just playing a bad joke.
I was thinking it was you.
This is me, Jay Eddie, your former friend. And
actually, I was thinking about mentioning you, but what are you up to these days?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have to apologize because I just got off the freeway. I was coming up from LAX, and I wasn't able to tune in on the show, and I told Carly had mentioned, you know, in an email that you were coming on, and I said, my goodness, my old friend Jean, I have to call her and say hello to her. So I think just the last 5 hours I just spent on the freeway made me have a little fun, Jean.
Well,
sorry. And I am getting
over
cold.
Fun on the freeway, it's gotten
that's
worse.
That's right, or fun on the radio for that,
or
on a podcast for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, it's so great to
Texas
hear your
now?
Voice. No, I'm not. I'm back out in the L.A. area.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent over 3 years in Texas. And I don't know if I told you or not, but, yeah, I went and took an opportunity to do a startup of a national financial services company. And it was it's a network marketing company. And so it was a really neat opportunity for an actor. And
I
had been dabbling, you know, in the business world for a number of years, kind of on the side, and it was a great experience, a lot of fun. But I'm back here now, and but as far as me, what I'm doing, I'm just kind of doing things here and there. I optioned a pilot about 4 months ago for a reality show, and then I'm shooting another one right now. I actually spent about 5 weeks shooting back in the Branson, Missouri area, and I'm getting ready to go back there next week to work on that some more. It's fun. It is. I really enjoy that stuff. You know, you don't make any money until you sell these things, but
right.
But it's so fun to do the creative things and to be able to. Even though this is reality, it's still, I'm directing this show, but it's still storytelling, you know.
Of course.
It's interesting people. It's interesting stories.
Did your son ever pursue his broadcasting career?
Well, no, he is not, but he is, he's trying to create his online presence, you know, and kind of be a blogger and travel expert. He's a financial expert himself, and so he's right now in his office working on that just as we speak. I just left him telling him I was going into my office to give you guys a call. But yeah, he's doing really, really well. And my other boy, he's kind of in the finance world too. He's a mortgage broker. He's 22 years old. He lives in Newport Beach.
Wow.
So yeah, when I kind of went that direction a little bit, it's a funny thing, but my two boys started leaning that way. And but you never know. You never know with any of us what we're end up doing. Just trying to have fun. And
hey, you know what? The older I get, the more I realize that's where it's at.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing is, I've had fun for a long, long time. But you got to make a living too. You know, eventually you got to monetize those things. You and I have talked. I was right in the thick of a project that I was developing and getting financing on and things when we were hanging out there for a while. And at the end of the day, you got to sell these things and they've got to be successful and they have to work and you got to have income.
Of course. But you have to
I'm so fortunate. I have a wonderful wife. She's allowed me to play a little bit on the side, you know, with these projects and these passions that I've had. And eventually, I got to get something that's going to work, you know.
Of course.
Well, even though
I had an experience.
Anyway,
I gotta
gosh,
tell
That's neat that you're doing the web series and things. I mean, you're
mm-hmm.
working all the time. You have just continually worked, and I know that, you know, you've been an educator as well, and you've accomplished so much, Gene. I just have the utmost respect for you as an artist and as a person who has gets up every day and just enjoys life, being creative and helping other people, you know. It's very cool.
Well, I think you're that kind of a person too, Eddie. I seriously
Thanks.
Do. So
Thank
we'll
you.
Have
well,
to collaborate
yeah.
down the road.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, we will.
That would be awesome.
Well, actually, a while back, there was a film that I was working on that I thought there was a perfect role for
That's
Eddie in
right.
it. But
That's right.
It never
That's right.
happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never happened.
Well, most of those don't. I mean, you and I know that, Gene, and Carly knows that, but some of our audience
yep.
members may not know. It's very, very hard to bring things to fruition. You know, ideas,
exactly.
great ideas, great scripts. It's very hard to make things work. Today, it's better than ever because people have they're able to actually go out and shoot their own and edit their own films and things. There's a lot more opportunities for filmmakers and storytellers today. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's hard. And even when you see some of these individuals who get a series and they get a web series going, that's mm-hmm. not easy. My hat's off to all of these creative filmmakers and storytellers out there that are able to
yeah,
do that.
If it, we can offer any words of advice, is just be persistent, keep going for it, and keep learning.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
absolutely.
And
you
have
had
fun.
Someone
Enjoy
who was inspired
it. Enjoy
by
it.
Guiding Light, you know, that inspired him, you know, obviously it gave him something that was some sort of inspiration. And you know, I don't know if I ever shared this with you, Carly, but when I was a boy, my mother used to watch a little bit of daytime, you know, in between the lunch hours kind of thing. And I had never really seen any daytime until I got into college. And when I
really?
Did, I became a fan of General Hospital and One Life to Live. Loved both shows and watched them for 4 years all the way through school. And little did I ever know that I would ever become an actor or ever appear, you know, on a daytime show. But just that little bit that I saw when I was in college, not little bit, but rather the four-year stint that I had, it really – I fell in love with the medium, and I love the stories, I love
mm-hmm.
the characters. And maybe if I had never done that, I may have never, you know, really investigated daytime as an actor, or maybe never became an actor. Who knows? But
You mean we would have never got Cole Howard as you? See, I've been hearing Zay Eddie for the last, 3 years, Zay?
Yes.
Like, I would do anything in this whole wide world to get my little buddy back on daytime because, you know,
thank you.
Him and I know I got A. Martinez back on daytime. So now I have to get Zayetti, and now, Zane, I have to get you on daytime because I think you guys are truly missed on daytime, and I think you guys need to come back. And I will do whatever I can to get you two back on. And Eddie,
that would be fun.
Yeah, Eddie.
Thank
Zane
Carly.
And I.
Thank you.
Yeah, Zane and I were talking before you called in about Zoe Masseur, you know, who played Stefano on Days. I don't know if you got my
mm-hmm.
email that he passed today. I was trying to get.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
I emailed you about it, you know, but I knew you were probably on what.
Well, you know what?
I
actually was on the freeway today. My wife had to fly out today, and she asked me to take her. Oh my gosh, poor Joe! God bless him.
Well,
I was telling Carly earlier. My husband knew him pretty well. They were in a theater company together here in L.A.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well,
very nice man.
And did you work with him, Zay, when you were on Days?
You know,
yes,
I think he came in, maybe a little after me or something, but I always knew Joseph from appearances and doing things in daytime, and he and I spoke, you know, one-on-one on a number of occasions, and he was a very, very nice gentleman. Very nice guy.
I think I actually saw him when I was in New York in an off-Broadway production of something. I'll have to go ask Jerry what it was.
A wonderful voice, just a wonderful voice.
Oh, what a fantastic voice.
Fantastic
so
voice.
So resonant. And, he was powerful.
I mean, because when they killed Gene Bemasi, Dades, Eddie Fobio, and Alan, when they killed Stefano this last time, I'm like, you know, everyone was upset. Everyone was crying. I'm like, okay, you guys, maybe Zoe needs, you know, a year break from it to get better from the stroke or whatever was going on with him. And I'm like, God, don't worry, people. He will be back. Don't worry. And Carly was wrong. Because I could find he will always be back. So, but that's why I emailed you earlier, letting you know. Because
thank you.
I had not heard, and
I did not see the email. I had not checked my emails. I had left today, I think around 12:45, and I, you know, when I drive, I don't talk or text or anything. You can't do that on LA freeway, so I don't. I don't even do Bluetooth on my LA freeway.
Oh, you don't?
So,
no, actually, the way people drive on the freeways, it's a smart thing you don't.
I drive down to LA a lot, and, today, going down to LAX, there was a 5-car pileup at one point, and there was another wreck. You know, on the way home. So now that pileup, you know, I don't think anyone was seriously injured, but there were 5 vehicles involved, and I generally, you know, it's generally a lot of times it's people who aren't paying attention or they're adjusting the radio or the phone or they're talking. And I, to be honest, I say this just as a public service message. A number of years ago, I was leaving L.A. I was working and I was headed home, and I was driving out to where we live, and I was meeting my wife and my one son and my second son, who was in a basketball game. He was in a basketball game, and I was rushing to get to the gym and whatnot, and I had safe distance between me and the car in front of me. But what happened was I had just hung up the phone. I was actually speaking to my wife on the phone, had just hung up the phone, and a Ford Excursion had hit a car in front of me, and it was a chain collision. And there were 5 vehicles in that. And the only reason that I wasn't rear-ended by the car behind me that ran into the Ford Excursion was because I was paying attention, at least when I hung up for that few seconds. I had checked my mirrors, and I was able to jump over 2 lanes. So I had a car that handled really well at 50 miles an hour, and I was paying attention. I had just got off that phone. And I've never forgotten that if I hung up with that phone 3 seconds later, there were 2 people killed in that wreck, by the way.
Oh,
2
gosh.
People
was this
actually
on the 5?
Passed.
Was this on the 5?
This was on the Hollywood Freeway 170 as it just at Roscoe when it merges onto the 5 before they finished the construction there a number of years ago. But it was a real wake-up call for me. It was a real wake-up call. I really realized that, you know, how quickly something can happen and you just can't react. So for that reason, I said, you know what? I'm never going to talk on the phone and drive again. My little public service message that you have to be very, very, very careful, you know, extremely careful because things happen so quickly.
I know you have to go pretty soon. But, I will email you next week and to see when you will come back on. And thank you so much for calling for Gene. And, you know, I was kind of hoping, you know, you would use the other voice, the Remember My Birthday Show voice. Now, but it still makes me. That I listen to someone that I'm still, who still go laughing. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I have to watch my impersonations. I want to make sure that I'll never offend anyone with my impersonations.
Well, no.
Is J. Eddie's crazy cousin.
Oh, yeah. You sounded familiar.
I'll tell you a quick story about
Jay
Earl. When I would be bored down in my dressing room, I'll tell you, when I was on Y&R, I was bored in my dressing room. I used to call up to the production office, and I would play this crazy character named Jay Earl, and he was supposedly J. Eddie Peck's crazy cousin from Arkansas. And I would call up and make all kinds of demands and claim things and all kinds of stuff, and I used to play these horrible jokes on folks up in the office. In the beginning, they actually believed that J.D. Peck had a crazy cousin named Jay Earl, and he calls the office on occasion. And then, But eventually I came clean and said, well, it's actually me. But Gene, you were going to say something?
Oh, I was just, I know Carly's saying, well, it's time to go. Is that what you said, Carly?
No, no, not for you, for him. I mean, I know.
Yeah, I've got to go. I've
got to
go because there's other callers who want to speak with you. But, Gene, I'll send you a little note, okay? And we'll get together if you like and grab a coffee and
I would love
catch
to,
up a little bit.
I
got
to hear about your reality show. That sounds fun.
Great. Okay, great. Well, again,
I wish
it's
all
great
the best
to hear you.
It.
On. Thank you.
Yeah, take
thank
care.
You.
Thanks
you
for calling. It was fun.
All right. Everybody have a good night.
Okay.
And Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye, Zay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Zay. Talk to you later.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Maggie, are you here for a sec?
I'm here.
Did you want to say hi, Izzy?
Sure did.
Right.
Well, hey
Maggie.
Hi, Gene.
What's up?
Hi, what's up, old Guiding Life fan?
Oh, wow.
I really enjoyed your portrayal.
you really
picked things up.
Oh, yeah, Nadine was such a... I love the way they wrote her. I really did.
Oh,
I really
such
did.
Such a wonderful character, and so there were so many layers to her. She was, I don't know. I loved it.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, here's a story I don't think I've told too many people. Did you ever... Did you know the character Opal? If I said the character Opal, would you know who I'm talking about?
Opal? I don't remember Opal.
Opal, O-P-A-L.
Mm-hmm. The name, but not. I don't remember.
I believe she was on All My Children. Dorothy
Lyman.
Oh,
All My Children. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well, Dorothy Lyman was also in my acting group. And she was one of the instructors that would come in once in a while, or she'd help out our master teacher. And when I got the audition for Guiding Light, I decided to get some coaching from her before I went for my screen test in New York.
Mm.
And she gave me this most sound, and she's a great director as well. And she's won awards. She played Opal for a long time. And she's really funny, too. She gave me one of the most sound pieces of advice. And I always try to tell people that. And here I've got a forum. I can do that. She said, sometimes writers, soap writers, will try to write you one particular way. And she said, make sure that you find ways to flesh out the character and be a multidimensional person. In other words, if you're written as a villain, make sure to find the heart in the villain, you know, the vulnerability in the villain. If you're written as the vulnerable character, make sure to find, you know, other aspects of the character that maybe aren't so nice, because everybody has many facets to their personality. In other words, don't be afraid to demonstrate your range. And they'll love you for that, because that gives them opportunities to write for you. And she was so right. So that's how Nadine... I think Nadine started out more of a serious character, manipulator.
Yes.
And taking her advice, I just said, well, let's make her a little ditzy. People love that. Yeah.
A little?
Yeah. Well, I was looking for an opposite, you know, and it worked out.
It really did.
And I think that's such a key that a lot of actors – you know, coming up, don't realize that you've got to, every character is multidimensional. My acting teacher used to say, you know what, if you can kill a fly, you can kill a person. That's what
awesome.
He would say. In other words, don't think that you always have to be this one particular type. You've got an entire range of emotion built into you. So.
Well, that part is very true. We all do. Wow, that was great advice she gave you.
Yeah. It worked. It worked.
Maggie,
she's a great, great actor, great lady, and I owe her a debt. She was wonderful.
I was surprised you were never on All My Children thing, because, you know, you were fit in Pine Valley really well. And I looked it up, my mom's like, wait, wasn't she on All My Children? I'm like, no. she was on Guiding Light, and I, Mom's like, mm-hmm. Are you Sue? And I go, do you really want to mess with the master? That, like, I know, even if I didn't wash the soap at the moment, I know who everyone is on every given soap. It's like a little talent of mine. It's like a crazy mm-hmm. little talent, but it does work. So, yeah, and, Maggie, are you done with your crescent only? I'm going to bring on David at the same time because David's been waiting to talk to Zine for, you know, ever since I, he's the one that reached out to her. David, are you there?
Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
Oh, it's Bobby, too. Yeah, it's Bobby, too. So, you know, everyone, for the last couple of minutes, we have him on Xenon.
Well,
so, yes.
Well, first of all, I want to say, Jean, it was a pleasure to talk to you, and it's a pleasure to just actually get Eddie also the surprise in, no matter who he is. It's always fun in. I just wish that one day he would just, whenever we get him on the show, would just actually do something like that when I'm calling in and talking to him.
he's done that to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually buy it, and I'm thinking, why, Jean, when you were on, I'm like, okay, I hope she's not going to be mad at this. She thinks that the whole, you know, this guy's calling, flirting with her, whatever. And I've known about her for like a week, and they like, okay, don't announce my name, just say a long time call. I'm like, okay. So, yes.
Well, thank goodness.
No, it was fun. It was fun. It was good.
Yeah, well, thank goodness that didn't give out my number because I hate to be hanging up on somebody for pranking me like that. But anyway,
I love it.
Like I said, it was a pleasure to talk to you, and I think you basically just got all my questions answered. So
and Bobby, thank you for copying the message. Paul just sent me a message, Zine, and we are gonna he's gonna talk about coming on the show.
Anyway, I do want to ask. I do want to ask Maggie because knowing that we lose Joseph earlier this afternoon, I wanted to say, I kind of find it ironic with all the problems that have put Hope in jail and what's going on right there.
Yes.
But we will talk about this when Dean leaves, I promise. Mm-hmm. I promise, Bobby, we will, okay?
Yeah, because, right.
I'm real simple
about
Dean, it. I love
Joe. If you want to ever go back in daytime, let us know because we will do the biggest campaign ever for you. Ever. We want you back.
Oh, I'm ready. I think it would be wonderful. I'm ready right now.
Ready?
Okay. Oh,
you
okay. Yeah. Okay. You guys, we got to do this. We got to get on board with this.
Bye, Bob.
So, David, did you have a quick question for?
Yes, hello, Jean. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I love you on Guy Light. You were great on there. Do you have a favorite storyline? Do you have a favorite storyline?
Did I have a favorite storyline? I loved anything with Buzz and Nadine, mostly because Justin was so fun to work with. But, you know, I liked working with Jordan. You know, Jordan Clark and the baby storyline was a hoot.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that. It really, really was. Those were the two big ones. Those were my favorites, I guess I'd have to say. But anything with Buzz, his whole situation was a little crazy. So that was fun.
Well,
did you also work with H.B. Lewis?
He was, you know, when I was part of the Jordan Clark group, you know, I was Billy's wife.
Mm-hmm.
HB was there all the time, and he was a wonderful man. Oh, what a sweetheart.
You know, he was always he was very much like his character, I thought, you know, the actor. But, you know, he's passed away, so we can just remember him fondly. But I do enjoy when we were there. We didn't have a lot of scenes together. I think we did have a few. But mostly it was in the group setting, you know, when the family got together.
Well,
and a lot of the fans missed the Bauer's barbecue on the 4th of July. It feels like Guiding Light had that. Wait. Guiding Light. Yeah, the Bauer's were Guiding Light, right, you guys?
Right.
Okay. No, because, you know, because Michael O'Leary, who's been on the show, I always ask him about the, you know, about barbecue. And he said that was always a long day and it was fun to suit.
I know.
Did you eat real food? How did you like that?
Well, anytime there was a barbecue or a wedding or, you know, a special event, we look forward to long days. And, you know, sometimes the day would, one day, well, you know, it's a soap world. One day could last five shooting days. You'd end up going to a wedding and end up with everybody in the hospital.
That's crazy.
The only down thing about it was that we had to wear the same wardrobe every day, and by the third day, it got a little ripe.
they tried
to keep them fresh as best as they could in the wardrobe department.
I know what you mean by the soap wedding.
For a breeze.
I wanted to ask you one more question right quick. Did you ever work with Rebecca Bunning, who is now on General Hospital as Hayden, when she was on Guiding
Light? She came in, I think, after I left. So I did not work with her.
All right.
But I did get to work with Cynthia Watrous for a little while, and I love her.
Also, what would like to work on 6 Feet Under?
I'm sorry, what?
6 Feet Under. 6 Feet Under. You on that? 6 Feet Under.
Yes, I was. I worked on 6 Feet Under. Yes. I played one of James Cromwell's ex-wives.
Yes, I remember.
You remember
did
that?
Did you get a chance to work with Hayden when Hayden before she became this big star on Nashville and Heroes back when she was Lizzie?
I'm a fan of Hayden's, and I think she's gorgeous and terrific actress and a good singer. You know, on Nashville, perfect singer. But I didn't work with her. She came on again after I left.
What about Laura Bell Bundy when she was Mahan before she left and Lindsay McKeon took over that role? What about her? Laura Bell.
No. See, I left in 1995 at the end of October.
Yeah, she left. Yeah, that was a long time before. Right. But I know, Zine, you have to go. Yeah, we will all thank you for calling in. And we would love to have you back. You know, when you're doing another project. I'm so happy that we will be having Paul on the show. So, you know, and we will do whatever we can to make that show a really good one for everyone. So, and we would love to talk to you guys, to you again, right, guys?
Yes, absolutely. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for taking my call again. So I hope you have a good night.
Oh, likewise. No, this was fun. I really, really enjoyed it. And I hope you enjoy Misguided when you see it. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
You know, it looks really, I mean, the way you describe it, it's like awesome. Yeah, we will check it out.
Okay, you guys. All right. Have a great holiday season, by the way, and a terrific new year, and I hope to talk to you next year.
Okay.
I hope so, too.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, team.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. No, everyone's here. No. Mom. When you're listening the whole time, Zayeti was on this, you know, air?
Yes.
Did you know it was him?
Yeah, of course I did.
I know.
I'm glad you didn't.
Did you get my message?
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't unmute me because I would say, is this a prank caller? Because I think it is a prank call. You're not supposed to do that kind of stuff on this show.
I knew what was happening.
This was a morning radio show, but it's 9 o'clock at night Eastern time. I don't think there's no morning radio shows going on at 9 o'clock at night unless it's in Australia.
I knew what was going on. Maggie knew what was going on. Because, you know, I have to tell Maggie everything, though. You know.
I didn't.
I
texted you.
I know, Boyd, you didn't know. Because sometimes boys cannot keep secrets. I learned that from having brothers. So there wasn't, I wasn't going to tell you two on this one.
No.
Because boys, you know. Oh, and David, Mixu, I wrote some of my own things, you know, to Zine tonight. So David, send you a thing, you know, also.
All right.
It's very good thing.
Thank you, Maggie, for the thank you notes. And I got that PSA message about the calls and stuff like that. So thank you very much. But I do want to ask you quickly.
I want to talk about this for a second. Okay, the PA says I got it. So, Maggie, what is this for about?
It's a warning with your computer or your phone not to accept those phone calls when they tell you to dial 90.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And what
okay.
they're doing is stealing. They're making outrageous amounts of money making phone calls.
You know, I've done this all the time on Facebook from people from Ghana and other parts of Africa, so I know what you're talking about. And somebody was saying that I won $1 million, but it was like a scam coming from Jamaica one time before. So I was going to fall for it.
Yeah, you never, ever do that ever. I mean, you know, if someone calls you up and goes, for instance, like I know my grandmother did, my grandma, you know, didn't know, and so there was this person calling her and telling her that her grandsons were injured and that my grandma needed to wire check for $16,000, I think it was, or something.
Mm-hmm. 16.
And she was going to do it, you guys, because after all, you know, her grandkid, the grandsons, like all her babies. And what did my grandma do, you guys? She gave out, you know, she goes, is it Chris? Is it Tyler? Like, she was giving the cooks a name to go, it's that name. So, and if it wasn't for my mom walking in on the conversation, I don't know if grandma would give them money, but I think she might have just because, you know, they said my brothers were like in a car accident. So if anyone ever gets a call like that, hang up. Don't even listen to them. Hang up. Bye, Mom.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
I always do what I do.
The film marketer calls that sound like they're from India or pre-record calls in one trip. I always hang up on them.
Good job, Bobby.
Good job, Bobby.
Yeah, because that's really...
I'm sorry, continue on with what we're talking about, but I do want to just talk about not only did we lose Joseph today, and I just say long live Stefano, and I'll tell you, with Billy Flynn coming to Charlotte in April, that's going to be the first thing I'm probably going to ask him if I don't write to him or text or tweet him beforehand once they get back from their break on days, as far as what was like working with him and what was his fondest memories with him off the set?
David.
The chat and several scenes.
Bobby.
Was he always different from that?
Bobby, why don't you wait a week to treat him? Because by now I think they are going to be so inundated by Mom with all these condolences and all this. And why not for Days of a Life is Something God never would happen. And
right.
I mean, I said it on the spirit show, make you remember me saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't worry,
no,
you guys.
Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. You know, I feel so bad.
I feel like they were doing a live show today. It's not like they were doing a live show today or anything like that.
But no, but the thing is, Bobby, I feel bad because I told everyone, don't worry, he will be back. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Phoenix always rises. Okay, and now that cannot happen. So now, on top of me being really sad, let me finish. On top of me being really sad over this, I feel like, great, I just let the American people down because I really thought he was coming home. I thought he was going to come back.
Right.
Everything in my body said he was coming back. He always came back no matter what. And now that he nodded, I don't know, my heart's broken over it. Even though every day Stefano was on, I could have killed him for all that. But it was a character you love to hate. But, you know, Maggie of all people loved him so much, and she loved Stefano, and, you know, and that's why I had to, when I saw this afternoon, you know, I was sucking every side just to make sure it wasn't like a hoax, and, you know, I mean, I didn't want to tell her this, you guys, I mean, when I was reading, I was crying, like, wait a moment, what?
Mm.
Yeah, so, you know. And so, first in the year, we are going to do a tribute to him.
All the years he's
been there.
Right. It seems funny that Days of Our Lives would 6 months ago do a tribute to Stefano. Now it seems like the people of Days can just hurry up and just rewrite this over again and do another tribute for just Joseph himself if the actors were to come out of character and just talk about their finest memories, like what we saw with Y&R with Jeannie Cooper. I'm thinking that's going to be kind of like a sequel to what we saw 6 months ago with the Stefano tribute episode.
Well,
you say
that, Bobby, but I'm not sure. It might take a while for there'll be a tribute with 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months in advance. So it'll be a while for you to see right the next year.
Right. But he's not the only person that died in the last 24 hours, and I think this became breaking news during the second half of General Hospital yesterday, Maggie, with John Quinn.
5 minutes. I
don't know if it broke in on your end in Chicago, because it definitely did in New York, and I don't know about Raleigh, but it was just sad to lose a man that just made history by going to space and realizing that that same decade we were going to see Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on the moon and see the space age for the U.S. overcome what the then Soviet Union, which is now Russia, have done. And just the way the space program at the time was going and what we have seen now with the Iranians and the Kazakhstanians and the Chinese doing these same programs. And I think John Glenn brought to us, and I think, and it's just a shame that we lost him.
It is, it's tragic. 1962, he started.
Right, but it just seemed kind of just you would wonder Why did they have to break into General Hospital just to announce that when they could wait for local news here in the
Well,
in,
but the thing is, but the thing is, for that, you know, I get why he did. You know, they kind of had to. And, you know, I mean, did I really see this happening? No. No, I didn't. But you know what? I mean,
he died.
Yeah, but you know what? At least he's out of pain. And, you know, because lost his battle with Alzheimer's disease. Passed away on December 8th. Okay, well, but we don't know if the reason he passed away was the Alzheimer's disease.
No.
If it was like some other way reason, because it might have been pneumonia or something too. That sometimes older people get in and they cannot find their way back, right, Mom?
Exactly. It could probably was either pneumonia or another stroke that did it.
Yeah.
We'll find out later.
With this?
Yeah, because...
With this?
Well, because, you know...
They want to know who it was.
Well... you know, for me, you know, we've lost a lot of good daytime legends in the last couple of years. You know, and... You know, Zini... And John Linger from the Zeno Hospital and Days of Our Life, because he played both. And you know, so I wasn't prepared for this, guys. I was not prepared for this at all. I never saw this coming. You know, and our hearts go out to the family because. You know, it's going to be hard on them. Maggie, anything you want to say?
It's going to be hard on his family. And we lost a great actor.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, and I mean,
well,
you know.
Well, I'm deeply saddened by that, too. And I just, as far as losing... Joseph and losing John Gwynn in almost the same day.
Well, yeah, and
one made history with the space program, and one was one of the most, I wouldn't say notorious bad guys on daytime television, but one of the most popular villains you would love to hate on daytime television.
Before we go off, I want to read some Twitter condolences from Days of Our Life and B&B really quick before we go off. Bill and Susan Hayes, so sorry to learn the passing of Zoe, Stefano, and Doug. Doug has so many scenes in the past year. That was from Bill and Susan Haywood. Lone Coswell, good night, sweet prince. Fight of the angels, sing me west. Forever in my honor to steal the seat with you, Zoe. This is from Molly Burnett. Sweet Zoe, the king of daytime evil, with a heart of gold, you were first to be reckoned with. What an honor to know you. And Drake Hogginson said, the phoenix will rise. Rest in peace, though, we love you. Then Lily goes, this is that we lost a legendary Zoe today. His phoenix finally took a flight. Rest in peace. It's just still Cerise who played, on Days of Our Life, too. So sorry I'm here about his passing. What a great guy. I feel the same. It was an honor to get him. And Yeah, and so, yeah, and there's, you know, and, you know, there have been a lot of people that, that has been saying things all afternoon.
Right.
So just remember,
right.
Guys.
I look forward to maybe
just
talking to the Divas of Days and Marianne tomorrow a little bit more about this on their show tomorrow night. So I look forward to maybe just touching a little bit about this in addition to what have gone on.
Well, you know what? You know what? Even if they have a show tomorrow night, because, you know, I mean, we had Zine tonight. If we did, I didn't think I could make it on the air with, you know, because I was crying. I was crying nonstop for like a half an hour over this. So, but I got myself together, and we did the interview and everything.
Right,
and
well,
so we are going to do a tribute after Christmas because we need to do it, but I think we need to wait until after the holidays. What does everyone think, Mom?
I think January was a much better idea.
Yeah. Bobby, what do you think? Bobby, what do
about
you think?
What?
January.
That'll be just fine. And I'm going to just try maybe tomorrow to write to Arlene Davidson, because I was originally going to write to her about my thoughts of this past week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that she and Lisa Rinna was involved with. But now I'm going to probably just have to change the subject and just go about to just write to her concerning about this as well as the Real Housewives and YNR as far as what she's been doing. So I know that she was so close to being on the show. As far as many years with the relationship between Kirsten and Stephen over years, and I'm sure that I want to just give her time before I just start tweeting out next Tuesday while the Real Housewives is on about this.
Mm-hmm. And
I'll
David,
just mainly just write to her because it'll be a lot more easier, and she'll probably get in January when there's a little bit more time because of the fact that the show could be going on holiday break or whatever. As far as YNR.
Yeah, this is the next couple of weeks. All the shows are off on holiday. So, you know, so let's end it right here because I don't want to lose my voice tonight. And we will be back next week on Friday. And we might be on Tuesday. I will let you guys know.
All right. Well,
okay, night, guys.
Well, have a good night, y'all.
Okay.
Good night. Have a good weekend, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.